The recent reports of employers leaving the United States for tax breaks won't ever happen with certain businesses in Oklahoma. Those companies belong to tribes, and they're here to stay. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. That's one big message from Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole. At his recent town hall meetings in Purcell, Cole, who is from the Chickasaw Nation, said the sovereign tribes of Oklahoma are also their own corporations, buying, selling, and creating jobs.
I always say we have 39 tribes. That's like having 39 corporate headquarters, and those corporate headquarters are never going to Dallas or Houston, and those jobs are never being shipped to China.
Cole responded to the questions about job creation during the town hall meeting, where he also weighed in on other concerns of the day, including foreign conflicts involving the U.S., farming concerns, veterans affairs, immigration, and other issues. Cole said a recent study from the Oklahoma City University looked at tribes' collective impact on the Oklahoma economy.
It's well over 12, it's like $13 billion a year. And if you look at the number of jobs, for instance, the Chickasaws and the Choctaws together employ three times the number of people that great companies like Devon and Chesapeake employ in Oklahoma. And they tend to employ them in our more rural, economically challenged areas.
Cole said that just as tribal companies are actually Oklahoma companies, so are their profits.
When they make money, they invest the money here, and they keep it in Oklahoma. And they are a magnet. Tourism, or if you look at the large gaming facilities, I mean, we have Windstar on the Texas border, is the largest casino in the world. Almost 90% of its clientele are Texans who are spending money here that's then spent here. Very similar number for the Choctaw facility in Durant. Tribes have really arrived, and then they're not just gaming entities, they've diversified.
One audience member, District 42 State Representative Lisa J. Billy, elaborated on tribal diversification. Billy, who is also a member of the Chickasaw Nation, said her father, Frank Johnson, is an example. Johnson retired from OG&E.
Most people had no idea that there is a tribe in the state of Oklahoma that has a license to buy and sell utilities. Probably 30 to 50 men that work for my dad doing all kinds of electrician and infrastructure work. Those are very, very good paying jobs. And I happen to know young men that my dad has helped train, helped them to get educated. That's just one tiny area where they're providing all kinds of great jobs in South Central, Southeastern Oklahoma.
Billy said economic diversification works both ways. She said the economic contribution of the tribes help all Oklahomans.
We can look at the tribes in the state of Oklahoma, and I think a lot of times, because historically, I don't know that tribal nations have been very good about talking about what they do or bragging about what they do, but what they are doing right now, we talk about our economic base, we talk about contributions that tribes make, whether it's to our volunteer fire departments, to our public schools, to our roads and transportation. This is happening all the time all over the state of Oklahoma.
I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or go to our Facebook page. Look for Indian Times.